Welcome back to Basketball is Religion. I'm your host, Big Matt, joined today by the Gons. Gons, how have you been?
Okay, man. My internet's down, so I have a technician coming this morning, but thank God for a hotspot. And it's just crazy, man. Valentine's Day. You never think about it as a parent. Now that my kid's been turning three, like there's prep work. You gotta buy stuff, make little baggies, write personal notes. It's a job, man. Whoever made this day, it's a genius for retailers because you gotta buy your candies and all your little personal toys now that you give. I didn't get any of that. When I was a kid, I just got a little card. We would just hand out like Valentine cards and then you would just count your cards. I don't know. What was it like for you?
We had candy with those cards too, right? Like you can get like a little popsicle or whatever,
That's
like
true.
Tootsie Roll. With you have the little bag, you go around, put it in each other's bag, right? Did you not have that guns in elementary school?
No, I think I did, but now like we literally had to buy a toy. Like it was pretty crazy. Like a little dinosaur toy for each kid to go with the card. Or I don't know, maybe it's just my wife, but it's just so funny. People were walking in with like sprinkles, cupcakes, and like just like it was a lot. Like people were walking in with giant goodie bags, you know what I mean?
Oh, they're trying to outdo all the other parents there. I don't think it's more like trying to celebrate anything. It's more of just I'm going to show all the other parents that I'm, the extra parent. I do better than all the other parents. It's too so much extra for this, honestly, nothing burger of a holiday, to be honest. Like, if you have a significant other and if you don't enjoy them the entire year instead of just waiting for one day, I don't know. That's just kind of odd. And then,
Bro, I got
like,
no
you're.
plans. I mean, we're gonna go to dinner. We'll go to dinner on Friday night. I will get a card and flowers though, because this is the problem. She's on Instagram and she's seeing all these grand gestures by these other guys. And if I don't do the minimum, which is a card and some flowers, then I'm gonna for it. So I mean, I'm gonna get stuff.
Oh, well, I mean Instagram too. Like you said, it's contributing to the sort of stuff. But it's always gonna it's always gonna exist, and there's nothing we could do about it. So yeah, I'm happy for you. Getting to do some stuff for your wife. My wife and I are probably just gonna go see a movie later today, honestly. But yeah, we've hit the NBA All-Star break. It's not officially the halfway point of the NBA season, but just a little bit past it. But everyone says it's the halfway point since it's the All-Star break, whatever. Right now we're sitting with the Thunder and the Cavs leading their respective divisions. But everyone, the talk of the last 2 weeks has been the Luka Doncic trade to the Lakers. They played the Utah Jazz a couple nights ago and got blasted. Not for some reason, but Utah played pretty well. They've actually played the Clippers last night pretty well as well, before losing that one. But yeah, so with the Lakers, with the Luka Doncic trade, they also tried to trade for a center in Mark Williams, and that trade got rescinded by the Lakers because they looked at his medicals afterwards and they said that Charlotte acted in bad faith, and the medicals for Mark Williams weren't good. So Dalton came back to the Lakers. He didn't play the first game against the Jazz, but ended up playing the second game. So, Gons, with them rescinding this Mark Williams trade, what do you think is the problems with this trade? What are the effects of this trade not going down?
Okay, so first of all, I love that we didn't get rid of Dalton Kennett. I mean, I think he's proven that he belongs to play in the NBA. We've seen him go off, and it's his rookie year. If he got minutes, I think he could be rookie of the year. He's phenomenal. So I'm happy about that. I wasn't sold on Mark Williams 100%. I just liked that he was big, and I loved his wingspan, to be honest with you, but I mean, it looks like he's had some issues with playing, hasn't played much games since he's came into the NBA.
83 games in 3 years, yeah.
I don't know that Alex Len is the answer, man. But I'll say this, with Jackson Hayes playing the way he's been playing, I think we're okay.
Yeah, it's the problem with Jackson Hayes. Like, I didn't want him on my team 2 weeks ago. The problem is that, like, who else do we have at this point? Because when Jackson Hayes went down against the Jazz, Walker Kessler, Markkanen, and all the other guards just absolutely torched the Lakers on the inside. So you're going to have to put some bo big body in there. And like you said, they signed Alex Len a couple before the day before the second Jazz game to a contract for the remainder of the year. Alex Len was a top five lottery pick in the 2013 draft, which is 12 years ago and probably the worst draft in the last 25 years. I was with the one with Anthony Bennett going number one. So Alex Len, who's top five in the worst draft of all time, hasn't been relevant in 4 years. For some reason, the Lakers signed this guy and he plays 14 minutes and he's a minus 19. So I was not high on the Alex Len signing, but I guess you have to put a big body in there, right? Gon's like, you have to have someone to take fouls off Jokic.
There was no one else. There's no one else that maybe couldn't make the NBA that was up and coming. I know there. I don't know. Like, there's nobody. There's a guy. I get it. 7-footers aren't walking around. You know, it's rare that I even see one in a month, if 2 months. But I don't know, man. Maybe I mean he's Ukrainian. Maybe he'll vibe with Luka, even though a lot of Slovakian. I don't know. He's kind of at the end of his career. He's washed. He's soft. He's. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
I didn't
it's
know who
really
else we
just
could
a
have
big
got though,
body.
man.
Yeah, no, exactly. It just sucks
Yeah.
because the Charlotte's the one who approached the Lakers for this Mark Williams trade. It's not the other way around. So I'm pretty sure the Lakers are looking to get healthier centers, but oh, if Mark Williams, like this guy, has a lot of promise. Oh, we're gonna get rid of Dalton Connect in a first round pick. I kind of have to risk it for a guy that's that young and raw. However, with those medicals, it just maybe Charlotte was trying to pull a fast one on the Lakers, and the Lakers caught that. I know Charlotte's trying to
I mean,
contest the trade.
to be fair, he has a 7'4" wingspan. He's 7 foot, and he's 31. He's not. I mean, he could be useful, if especially if he runs the floor.
No, for sure. Like he has to get acclimated to his teammates, so I have to give him a little bit of grace, even though I didn't not like the signing. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if he can run and stretch the floor. All he has to do is really just, defend the paint for 10 to 15 minutes a night and get some lobs from Luka Doncic, because him and LeBron are gonna make a lot of lob attempts, as we saw in that first game. I think Jackson Hayes had like eight alley-oops. So hopefully he provides some sort of something, because he provided absolutely nothing that Jazz game. So yeah, first two games in the LeBron James Luka Doncic pairing. What were your thoughts those first two Jazz games, Gons?
I mean, the first game we blew him out, and it was great, right? We're all walking on clouds. In the second game, I knew it was going to be tough. We embarrassed Utah. Now we're playing in Utah. It wasn't going to be an easy game. So I'm not shocked that we lost that game, to be honest with you. And Lakers are still riding on a high of winning like 10 out of 13 games. The urgency kind of drops, as much as you hate to say, when you start to win so many that you could lose one here or there. I almost they were almost gonna sit Luka. I wish they would have given him that extra day if he was a little sore. They should have just sat LeBron too. I mean, I feel like if you're gonna you could have just took the L and gave your player some rest, an extended rest with the All-Star break. So I'm not worried about it. I feel really good about this team. I was worried about Alex Len. So I'm like, what's different? Oh, Alex Len is playing. Now we're losing. But I mean, come on. Again, we don't know how many minutes this guy's gonna get. So Utah just played really well, and Utah always plays well against the Lakers in Utah, and Utah got embarrassed. So it's fine. I still think we're in a really good place where we are.
Are the Lakers a top three team in the West now? Because right now you're looking at, of course, the Thunder, and you have Denver surging, so I'd imagine they're second. So right now you're in that Memphis, Rockets, Lakers territory with the Luka trade and the lack of it, but however, having the lack of interior force now with the Mark Williams trade being rescinded, are the Lakers a top three team, or do you think they're better than Houston and Memphis?
I do confidently. I do. I think they're right there in the top three. I don't know. Is there any way possible to still sign someone that's a free agent, that's a big? Is there any way possible to make that happen?
I don't know the other big that would sign. They still have some room to sign somebody. I think there's some extra room before they hit the second apron, but the only options are like Mo Bamba. Are we gonna and then wait for a buyout guy? Maybe it's like PJ Tucker, but the names I'm
No,
seeing,
I don't want
yeah.
Tucker. Mo Bamba.
Yeah, he was on the Lakers a couple seasons ago. He was on the Clippers this year, but didn't see much playing time. I would have preferred him over Len, but I guess they saw something in Len or some sort of, there has to be some sort of handshake
26,
agreement.
7, 10 wingspan, 7 foot.
No, we had
I would
Bam
give him
on
a
the
shot.
team 2 seasons ago, so it's not like he's a mystery to us. So it had to have been something where it's like, even though we saw him, we don't want him back. So I don't know. Alex Len, he's gonna eat at fouls for us, honestly. It's gonna have to depend
That's
on
fine.
the Lakers small ball lineup of DFS, Rui, LeBron, Luka, Austin Reaves. Like, it shows how
Lot of
valuable.
pressure on Jackson Hayes and
No, for sure. It's
but
gonna be a
I'll say
lot of pressure on
this.
them.
Our guards are big, so we can make up for it. You know, we have a 6'6" point guard. We have LeBron that's 6'8". Like we're good. Like we have height to rebound. But they don't play defense. So. Well,
Yeah, it's
we'll see.
just being rangy on passing lanes, honestly. That's the shot they have, because once it gets into like Jokic, if Jokic is able to get within 5 feet, like, but then we'll save that Jokic conversation. I think the Lakers are going to be playing Denver here after the break, so we'll definitely talk about that game, see how that would play out. Denver is playing a lot better recently, but of course they still have Westbrook. We'll see how that goes. So the Lakers are surging, Denver surging. There are some teams, though, as we hit halfway through the season, that are just absolute utter disappointments. This was a theme going on in NBA Twitter this week as far as NBA disappointments. There are two teams that were highlighted here on NBA Central that were kind of agreed upon when someone asked that question as far as disappointments. So I kind of shared that same sentiment as well. In the West, it's the Phoenix Suns. You have Devin Booker, you have Kevin Durant, and you have Bradley Beal. But even though they got Tyus Jones in a signing last offseason, they haven't really done well this season. They're sitting below 500 right now. The Suns, pretty with Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, two top 15 players, are a complete disappointment. Same thing with the Philadelphia 76ers on the East. You have Joel Embiid. They signed Paul George in the offseason. They have Tyrese Maxey. However, Paul George looks like he's absolutely washed. The meme going around the other day was that Bronny James outscored Paul George 2 days ago. Bronny James had 9 points. Paul George had 6 points. And then Joel Embiid, he's just been absolutely unavailable, as I know that for my fantasy team, just absolutely unavailable this season. I think he's played, 10-20% of the games. Not great. Maxey's been having an okay season as well. So, as far as those two teams gones, who do you feel is the bigger disappointment between the Phoenix Suns or the Philadelphia 76ers?
I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns because, like you said, they have arguably two Hall of Famers on their team. I feel like the Sixers stars are a little bit more washed, like you said. I don't think Paul George is in his prime anymore with all the injuries that he's occurred. I don't think the Tobias Harris, I think Tyrese Maxey is the only one that's in his prime. I think you're almost seeing the decline of Embiid as well. So, yeah, I would say the Phoenix Suns. And also, Philadelphia is 11 in the East. And they are just a game and a half behind. There's still a lot to play. So I think they could climb up if they do start winning with if everyone plays to the 8 or 7, and they could still be something. At this point, 2.5 games, Phoenix. I just don't see what's going to amount to them. I don't even know if they'll make the play-in at this point. So I think the teams in front of them are substantially better. Maybe not Golden State, but everyone else. So. That's why I'm gonna go with that. Yeah.
The Jimmy Butler trade is looking okay. I think they're 2-1 since they made that trade. They end up beating Houston last night, but they didn't have Jimmy last night. But yeah, so Golden State's looking a little bit better. Like, I don't trust Butler on that team ultimately. But again, we'll kind of see. The Suns, I think I'll agree with you there. The Suns have been fairly disappointing, mainly because they've been healthy, unlike Joel Embiid, who has that chronic knee issue. So at least you can blame some sort of injury. With the Suns, there's no real injury you can blame because Durant and Booker and Beal have been relatively healthy. So I think they're the disappointments of the league going into the second half of the season. Hopefully they rebound. We'll see. The NBA All-Star Weekend is this weekend. You have that three team
Tonight,
of the All-Stars with
right?
that. Oh yeah, but the the Celebrity Game, Drewski, Kai Cenat, all of them. Congratulations for them. I didn't really watch that game. The rookie sophomore game where they drafted, they're going to play the All-Stars on Sunday. I'm not really too concerned about that. We talk about the All-Stars. That's what's going to happen. Anthony Davis was injured, of course. They replaced him with Kyrie Irving. And then another injury replacement in the East was Trae Young. So those guys got to go in. No LaMelo Ball, which sucks because she was a leading vote getter in the East. For guards, he should have been in just because of votes alone. Other than that, we have the NBA All-Star Saturday Night, which is probably the more interesting of every aspect of the weekend. Honestly, it's a three-point contest is probably the most exciting thing from NBA All-Star Weekend. Right now, you have Damian Lillard defending his title, going up against a field of guys right now. Damian Lillard is plus 300, Buddy Hield's plus 450, Darius Garland's plus 500, Norman Powell's plus 650, Cam Johnson's plus 700, Tyler Hero is plus 750, Jalen Brunson is plus 850, Cade Cunningham is plus 1200. Gons, if you were to pick someone other than Damian Lillard with those odds, who would you take in a three-point contest?
You know what? I'm going to go Jalen Brunson. I'm going to go for the money here. I think he's in a place in his career where he wants to win more than anybody. And I think he's really going to go.
Yeah, Brunson's a good choice. He's a shot creator. I'm going to go with, hate to be a little bit racist here, but I'm going to go with Tyler Hero. As the only white guy in the competition, the pure white guy in the competition, plus 750 sounds like good odds to me. Maybe put a unit on that one. It's probably Damian Lillard. He's been the best at this three-point contest in a few years. So yeah, Damian Lillard plus 300 probably is the best bet. But for me, I'm going to go Tyler Hero as my second guy, Jalen Brunson Doris. We have the dunk contest. It shouldn't main event because hasn't been great the last, 10 years now. McClung's had some good dunks, but hasn't been good in about 10 years or so. Mac McClung is a minus 210 favorite, followed by Bouzelas from the Bulls at plus 500. Andre Jackson Jr. from the Bucks is plus 700, and Stephen Castle is plus 750. Gons, can anyone beat Mac McClung this year?
I like Stephen Castle a lot, not just because not so much his dunking, but his scoring ability, man. This guy can score and get buckets. But I love Mac McClung, so I'm going my man Mac McClung. But if anybody beats him, it's going to be Castle.
No, for sure. If anything, if you want Mac McClung, maybe you have a parlay with Mac McClung and Damian Lillard. If Damian Lillard's getting any sort of plus money, you might be able to get them at even odds. Because I don't see anyone beating Mac McClung as well. I think Bouzelas, again, another white guy dunker. Let's see how he does. And I like Stephen Castle. I love Stephen Castle as a player. They really should play him more with Wemby and De'Aaron Fox to develop that chemistry more in San Antonio. But Mac McClung is, he's going for his three-peat. Maybe he gets there, because, I know the Chiefs couldn't get their three-peat last week. But maybe Mac McClung can get his three-peat this year.
Is train for this. So there shouldn't be no reason for him not to win this. You know what I mean? It's not like he has an NBA career. Is he even – he's on the G League, right, I imagine?
Yeah, he's on the Houston Rockets, the Orlando Magic, G League team. He plays some in the NBA in the main league. But, yeah, he's really just training for this. This is his last year, win or lose, from what he said. Mac McClung minus 210. I would parlay that honestly with Damian Lillard. Maybe get some even money.
The Rising Stars Challenge is one of my favorite things to watch, and that's tonight. I know you talked about the Celebrity Game, but these guys, they actually play. So the last 2 years, I watched this game on Friday night, and they're really trying to win. So you got three teams from NBA players, and you have G League players who are always in it too. And I think they're coached by Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Jeremy Lin's cooking the coaching G League team, but something to keep an eye on. It's if you're free, it's fun.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see the sophomores and rookies get together again. The winner of that will end up playing in the All-Star Game Sunday, so we'll see how they do there. Other than that, Gons, was there anything else you want to talk about today?
No, man, no. It's funny. I was muting when I wasn't talking because the rain was going and it just stopped. And another internet checky. So I'm hoping that guy comes. But yeah, no, everything's good, man. I got nothing else today.
Cool. All right. See you.
All right, later.
And that'll be it for us today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. We'll see you next Friday.